Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Yesterday we started a new chapter, the chapter on the obligation of fasting in the month of Ramadan, and explaining of the virtues of fasting and whatever is related to fasting. So continuing with this, عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال الله عز وجل كل عمل ابن آدم له إلا الصيام فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به والصيام جنة فإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب فإن سابت أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني صائم والذي نفسي محمد بيده لخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك للصائم فرحتان يفرحهما إذا أفطر فرح بفطره وإذا لقي ربه فرح بصومه متفق عليه وهذا لفظ رواية البخاري وفي رواية له يترك طعامه وشرابه وشهوته من أجل الصيام لي وأنا أجزي به والحسنة بعشر أمثالها وفي رواية لمسلم كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف قال الله تعالى إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجل للصائم فرحتان فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولا خلوف فيه أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه narrated رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said Allah Ta'ala says, this is Hadith Qudsi where Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is quoting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah ta'ala has said that every action of the son of Adam is for himself except fasting. It is for me and I will give the reward for it. In other words, fasting is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will personally reward it. When a person uses this expression, although all the reward we know ultimately is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but the reward for fasting is me. If a person says it like that, that you'll actually get me, in other words, get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that tells us what a high reward Allah ta'ala has kept for the fasting person. So again, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah ta'ala has said that every action of the son of Adam is for me except fasting. It is for me and I will give the reward for it. So fasting is a shield. Hadith goes on, fasting is a shield. When any one of you is fasting, he should not be obscene nor raise his voice. If anyone is abusive towards him or fights with him, he should say, I am fasting. I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying this, that I take an oath by that being in whose control is the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person is more fragrant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. There are two occasions of joy for the fasting person. When he breaks his fast, he rejoices. And when he meets his Allah, his sustainer, he will rejoice on account of his fast. So then he gets two sources of happiness. When he's breaking the fast, people are all happy. And when a person will meet Allah Ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and a person will meet Allah Ta'ala, he'll be happy because of what reward he will be getting of his fast. Another narration of Bukhari Sharif has it, that he leaves his food, Allah Ta'ala is saying that he leaves his food, he leaves his drink and his desire for my sake. Fasting is for me, and I will give the reward for it. A good deed is rewarded tenfold. Another narration of Muslim has it, that every action of the son of Adam is multiplied. A good action is multiplied from 10 to 700 times. Allah Ta'ala said, except for fasting, it is for me and I will give the reward for it. He leaves his lust and his food for my sake. There are two occasions of joy for the fasting person. When he breaks his fast, he rejoices. And when he meets his sustainer, he will rejoice. The smell that emanates from the mouth of a fasting person is more fragrant to Allah Ta'ala than the fragrance of musk. What we find here is that Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayh has brought different variations of the ahadith to show us the different wordings that come in the ahadith, number one. And number two, that the different shades of meaning it comes as far as this hadith is concerned. So he brought it from Bukhari Sharif, then he brought one riwayat from another riwayat from Bukhari Sharif, and he brought two riwayats from Muslim Sharif explaining similar things. Allah Ta'ala make it such that it becomes a reality to us. When a person is fasting, he must believe it such. Allah Ta'ala will reward me for this fast. Personally, Allah will reward me. In other words, very, very great, very high reward person will be getting for his fast. Because fasting is such a thing that not other actions people know. When a person, for example, is reading namaz, people can see that this person is performing salah. Or sometimes a person is giving charity, then there's somebody that will know, there'll be a recipient of the charity, somebody will receive it, etc. Or if a person is being any other good action, there are people that generally will witness it. But when he's fasting, it's only for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. Nobody knows. A man comes to the masjid, we don't know whether he's fasting, he's not fasting, he's going to work, nobody knows whether he's fasting or he's not fasting. So therefore, this action got a very, very high level of sincerity built into it. So Allah Ta'ala rewards it accordingly. And for my sake, he's not doing it for anybody else. And sincerity is something that Allah loves a lot. So therefore, Allah Ta'ala rewards a person so highly and so greatly. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that fasting also becomes part of our lives, especially in the month of Ramadan. We uphold this injunction with great love and great joy that it is for my Allah that I am fasting. It is for my Allah that I am doing these good actions. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of doing, making amal. May Allah Ta'ala make it such that it becomes part of our lives. Inshallah, today after Maghrib Salah, there will be a majlis taking place here, Hazrat Mufti Sahib. We should all try and participate. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.